We lopen nog steeds met Paul de Hul. Museum Quarter. How many museums are here at this museum?
There are four museums. So we have Wilberforce House, the Streetlife Museum. My favourite is the Hull and East Riding Museum. It's like the archaeological museum. Okay. And have a wonderful collection of Roman mosaics in there. And on the river, there is an old fishing trawler, a fishing boat as well. So there are four.
Can we go in it?
So High Street, where we're at, is the oldest street in Hull. It follows the route of the River Hull, after which we are named. And this is where the port or the harbour was before they built the docks. So you can see right from the 1100s up until the 1800s, this is where the port of Hull was situated. So all the merchants, like the Wilberforces, who traded with Europe, used to put the posh part of the house along the street and the warehouses along the river. And it's full of history and intrigue and lots of things to see down High Street.
And always from the blue plaquettes, what can they tell us?
Yeah, you would learn a lot of history from the blue plaques on the building. So opposite, we are looking at the old corn exchange, which was a big hall, and now part of the Hull and East Riding Museum is that building.
Hier in High Street ook weer een aantal pubs hebben we gezien. Sailmakers Arms, alles laat een beetje denken aan het werk van de haven die eigenlijk al ontstond voor de 11e eeuw, vertelde Paul net. Vrij rustig in Hull, gezellig stadje om te bezoeken. Niet meteen vanuit de haven of waar je dan ook vandaan komt, door naar Schotland of door naar York. Nee, ook eens even hier kijken. De musea zijn de moeite waard. Andere uitzendingen hebben we daarover verteld. Alle informatie kunt u ook vinden op de site van Visit Hull. Paul, you also have a site? Can you mention it?
Yeah, my site is www.tourhull.com is my site. Yeah, thanks.